The Florida Supreme Court is preparing to rule on whether to allow a new abortion restriction to take effect. The measure requires women wait 24 hours after an initial consultation before receiving treatment. I'm Nick Evans. Since the Florida legislature approved a 24-hour cooling-off period in 2015, the measure has been in limbo, as different courts have stepped in with injunctions to keep the law on hold. Now the Florida Supreme Court is considering how to proceed. Denise Harley, arguing on behalf of the Attorney General, says the state is justified in delaying abortions, just as it delays other major decisions like marriage.
The waiting period is not because it's a medical procedure. It's a waiting period because this is an irreversible, life-altering decision on the order of things like marriage, divorce, giving up your child for adoption, and other contexts where the state imposes a very brief waiting period for major life decisions because there is a societal interest in people entering into those decisions with due deliberation.
Making that point, that there is a compelling state interest in imposing the restriction, is important because Florida has heightened privacy requirements enshrined in its constitution. But as Harley continued to push the argument, some justices weren't having it.
The state is not trying to encourage or discourage abortions, just as the state is not attempting to discourage marriage anything else.
I appreciate you have to argue this for the state, but in all due respect, if you read the affidavit of Dr. Curry, you really can't reach that conclusion, and it would have helped.
That's Justice Barbara Perriente cutting Harley off. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Julia Kay argues, without the law, women who are uncertain can wait as long as they need.
But when the only women who are impacted are the women who are ready to proceed, clearly the state is sending a message that it wants women to reconsider their decisions, that it disapproves of their decision, that it doesn't think women are capable of making this decision without a government-mandated delay.
And Kay argues if the state wants to step between women and abortion treatment, it has to contend with the state's constitutional privacy protections.
No court has held that a 24-hour mandatory delay law is so insignificant that it doesn't even implicate the right to privacy. To the contrary, courts applying the same standard that this court applies have struck down mandatory delay laws of as little as 2 hours because the state is delaying the woman who, after appropriate counseling, is prepared to give her informed consent and exercise this fundamental right.
But while both sides spar about the law's implications, the question before the court is actually far narrower.
The TI order should be affirmed, and this court should clarify that this overt and direct interference with the private decision to have an abortion must be subject to strict scrutiny.
The TI is the temporary injunction keeping the law from taking effect. Should the ACLU prevail, the law won't be declared unconstitutional. Instead, it'll go back to square one for a full evidentiary hearing, with the state having to prove its restriction is both compelling and narrowly tailored. It could mean years of litigation for a law that's already spent a year and a half in court. And as that trench warfare plays out, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision last June striking down a Texas law is putting further pressure on state governments to justify new restrictions. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.